Our man told us about an hour ago on Duras. He's loving it, lapping it up. Not dangerous at all, much. Anyway, World Cup qualifier going to be happening 9 a.m. our time.
Only dangerous if we lose, too.
Yeah, 9 a.m. Saturday. Robbie Slater, good morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Well, it was a good morning until I just opened up my emails, found my energy bill from AGL.
How bad?
So, yeah, not great.
No.
Mm. Might have to ring around, eh?
Yeah, I'll ring around. Put the pressure on them.
Put the pressure on.
No, I'll ring around, and that first bill will be cheaper, and then it goes up.
Yeah, but still, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
No energy sponsors at 2KY?
We can find one.
We can find one.
We can
like
find
it.
One. Don't worry about that.
Oh, dear.
Have you had a bit of a deeper look, mate, about this tie coming up with Honduras and the dangers and all that sort of stuff? I mean, on the field, the dangers. Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're not very happy over there that we've sort of, since we've known we're playing Honduras, we've sort of, all we've talked about in the media, well, we have talked about the team as well, of course, but, we've talked about, you know, who. And we've talked about the fact that it's a dangerous place to go, murder capital of the world, or was. And yeah, they're quite incensed. Even the president's come out and said how disappointed they are in the Australian media as a whole. And yeah, look, I can guess, I can see why.
Yeah, I can see that.
I get that. And I think we've got to be very careful. And listen, I think the one thing you've seen is the players haven't, or anyone involved with, have come out and said that, because you don't want to be giving the other side more ammunition, no pun intended, to get even more hyped up about what is already a massive game, to go to the World Cup, to go to Russia, of course. So, yeah, I get that, and I think we're better off just focusing on the football.
Well, talking earlier, Robbie, about the fact that maybe we're playing for the draw. And my attitude is, if you're playing for the draw, we're going to lose. So we've got to be playing to win,
positive.
Right?
Well, Ange Postecoglou is not the type of coach to play for a draw. He never really has. And right throughout these qualifiers, in fact, since he's been in charge, when he was a club coach, it's just not in his DNA. So, you know, we won't be playing for a draw. And at times, that's left us open. But I agree. You start playing for a draw, you know, you can end up with egg on your face and end up in trouble. And the other thing is, you've got to be good enough to play for a draw.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that disrespectfully. Mourinho knows how to do it, the Manchester United coach. But I think with the players we've got, you're better off having a go. And, you know, without being silly, of course, they'll work on defence. And, you know, we get the result that we can. Look, we can... We don't want to, and I'm not saying we want to, but you can lose the first leg and still go through. It's happened many times in these two-legged qualifiers.
Yeah. Robbie, you're the Honduras coach, okay?
Yes.
Timmy Cahill subs on with 25 minutes to go.
Yes.
What are your instructions to your players regarding that right ankle?
Well, it's a known thing in sport. We've seen it in rugby league. We've seen it in all sports. Definitely happens in football. He'll be telling his players to give it a tester.
It's a fair game. It's fair game, isn't it?
It's fair game. And what I mean by that, it's not like walking up,
not illegal, but...
and stomping on his ankle. I'm saying, the first tackle on him is a hard one. Mm. You know, and that it's just the nature of sport. And
Terry's just given himself up. He's a dirty player.
No, fair game. I mean,
I agree with you, Slatsack. So it is fair game, but you have given yourself up.
You're giving yourself up, TK.
You definitely have given yourself up.
Well, what I'm saying is, if he plays game one, re-injures the ankle, he's out of game two. So do you keep him in cotton
wool?
But I
thought we decided that he's not playing in either.
You've decided he's not playing in either.
Ah, right, everyone. Yeah, I saw that. I even made the Fox Sports website.
Yeah, of course
it
is.
All over it. You've got to be careful what I say on this show.
As it should be.
Oh, mate, I'm telling you.
And mate,
listen, they're not the only qualifiers going on. People should know that there are football matches going on all over the world, European qualifiers, Africa. You've got New Zealand playing Peru, of course. In Europe, you've got Croatia playing Greece and Northern Ireland against Switzerland there tomorrow morning. And after that, Sweden, Italy, Denmark, Ireland.
Wow.
And their return matches are, of course, a few days later, just the same as ours is. And in Africa, two have already qualified, Egypt and Nigeria. There's three more to go. So there's a host of games over in Africa as well.
Good on you, Robbie. We thank you, mate.
Good on you, guys.
There he is.
I'm going to ring a few energy companies.
Yeah, that's right, mate.
See ya.